Grace, peace, and love be yours from our God who so loves this world. Amen. Who remembers last year's Reformation? Anybody? It's kind of a big deal. Might have been a few years' anniversary, maybe. All coming back to me now. The big 500th. And I don't know about you, but where I was in seminary, we were celebrating like no other. Each week, someone was reading some of Martin Luther's theses. We joked we were going to go over to the Catholic Church and nail them to the door. Some of us thought better of it. I was not one of the ones that thought better of it. And we, as a Lutheran denomination, decided we were going to work with the Catholics and create this document called Along the Way. In this document, wonderful production that is still along the way, in order to reconcile Lutherans and Catholics together in joint communion, something that hasn't happened in 500 years. And I thought about, over the last year, my own commitment to the Reformation. And with being a seminarian and also a history major in college, studying the Holocaust, I recognized that sometimes we get it wrong. And that sometimes we have to own up to that. So yesterday, I woke up and I listened to NPR. I heard about the tragedy of the Tree of Life Synagogue and how 11 people were senselessly killed by more gun violence and more anti-Semitism in the country. How that attack was rooted in anti-Semitism. And I thought about how one person that carried out this act, but those deaths were part of more deaths in anti-Semitism. So today in the first reading, from the book of Jeremiah, we hear about God's new covenant. That God is somehow coming into the world and a change is at front. Now, throughout time, this passage has been used to elevate Christians and demote Jews. God is coming into the world for Christians. Christians are God's chosen people. Christians have the right to the throne. But I don't agree with that. The word is new, not better than. The word is new, not superior. The second reading this morning came from Romans. And again, more anti-Jewish rhetoric could be found. If the Jews are subject to the law and the Christians have Christ, therefore Christ is superior to the Jews. Again, I don't believe it. In the gospel account this morning, Jesus says to the Judeans or the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word," suddenly there's nothing about Christians. And they will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Throughout time, I think I've heard that passage been used to say the Christians understand the truth, and again, the Jewish people do not. And I had a heavy heart as I thought about all of this week, because, friends, especially those of you who, like me, claim yourself to be Lutheran, Martin Luther says some very harsh things against the Jewish people. Luther offers us a wellspring of beautiful theology, of understanding our neighbor, of understanding our place in the world, of God who created us and the creation around us. And those are rich and wonderful resources. But amongst that is horrible anti-Semitic thought. And how we hold both of those intentions, as Luther was both saint and sinner, as we are both saint and sinner, how do we work for a world who does not understand the other? How do we, as Lutherans, ask for forgiveness and seek out reconciliation with our Jewish cousins? I thought about that. I thought about how we often give ourselves, especially as progressive Christians, a pat on the back. We've done so well. We've done so much. And to the ELA's credit, it has done a lot. But there's more to be done. There's more conversations to be had. Lutherans like to say that we're justified by our faith, not by our works. And this saying, too, has been used against the Jewish people. Somehow we associate the Jewish religion with doing things, as if that somehow makes the person righteous. But the Jewish people, like the Christian people, like all of us, are justified by our faith. Their faith, like our faith, even with keeping with certain laws and traditions, also compels them, and I would hope us, to act out of love and compassion for the world. There's this amazing place at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, where trees are grown for Gentiles who have helped out the Jewish people in various plights. And I realized how gravitas the situation truly is. And at the end, after this beautiful row of trees, there are people who have committed atrocities against the Jewish people. And there's Martin Luther's name. So maybe we're held to a different standard. Maybe the truth is that God loves the entire world, and that we don't somehow have a better covenant, and that we aren't better than, but to accompany alongside with, to work for justice and peace in all the world. Amen.